Hey y'all, it's another Friday. Welcome to the Urban Influencer Podcast. James Lewis with a brand new artist out of Richmond, Virginia. Who are we talking to today, man?
Talking to SG Keys. What's good, man?
It's your world, man. So you got a hot song out, Icy. Talk about that song, man. What went into making that song?
Basically, I'm coming out with a love tape called Dear Miss Lady. The song is basically just telling the females like what I be going through and what I do as far as like, you know, making music, chilling with the guys, like basically why I started doing what I was doing, basically me telling her like, I got you, you know, don't worry about nothing, this is just what I do. And that's what Icy is all about, basically letting her know why I think you so icy, because what I do is I got you.
All right, so in other words, we won't see you on one of these TV shows, Judge Judy or People's Court. So she's talking about, he told me he going to take care of me and didn't do it, and he owed me money. So we ain't going to see you on that, right?
Oh, nah.
That's pandemic that, TV, man. Right now.
I can't do that, man.
All right, now, you know, from being from Richmond, the capital city.
Yeah.
You know, y'all got a lot of history down there and a lot of musicians,
yeah,
a lot of soul artists come out of Richmond.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so who's some of the people that you're working with?
As far as producers or artists or
both.
Go ahead, get them. Producers, I'm working with this dude from Paris I just met. His name is Nade, produced by Nade. A boy out of Florida, his name is Jiggy, working with him. I got a boy out of Cali I'm working with right now. He actually was in Richmond. I used to rap with him. His name is Ace Windu. And I work just with some local artists, Juicebean, August Nights. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, well, I noticed a lot more because I noticed at least for her singers out of that way that have been on the Urban Influencer charts, and a couple cats from Virginia in and around.
Yeah, shout out
area.
D-Folks. Shout out D-Folks.
Yeah, D-Folks is one of them.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah, shout out him.
All right, so what's the next song coming up for you?
Right now, I got another song I'm probably going to drop right before the tape. It's called All Night. It's just me basically just, you know what I'm saying, just adding on to the tape. Had to drop a little banger, but it's something groovy, though. I like making groovy and feel-good music, so make sure y'all look out for that.
And when is your web tape supposed to drop?
I'm thinking about dropping it sometime next year, maybe on my birthday, on January 25th. I'm thinking about it. But I was going to drop it next month coming up, but I think I got to add a little more touches to it.
Okay.
Yep.
So by January 25th or maybe early February, just in time for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I'm glad I gave you that suggestion for Valentine's Day.
Nah, for sure. I wouldn't even think about that, but that would be pretty tough, too.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just saying, since you wanted to be groovy music, and you're talking to the ladies, they want
to
hear real stuff when you come for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But I also was trying to do it, you know, during the wintertime, too. You know, it's cuffing season, so, you know, people going to want to listen to that type of music.
Well, I mean, I live up in New England, so it's winter until April.
Oh, great day. I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
So, and when I drive through Virginia, I think last year, February, we drove down to South Carolina during the snowstorm, so...
I'm actually about like 30 minutes away from South Carolina right now. I'm in North Carolina for my family and Thanksgiving and stuff.
Okay. So you got your mask on and everything, man?
Always. Gotta keep that like your ID nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, some people, they out here being foolish.
What?
It ain't gonna hurt me.
Exactly, not me. I'm gonna keep my 6 feet distance to everything.
All right, well, that's good. Well, you know, if you gotta keep your 6 feet, there's no cuffing.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just trying to say, a lot of that stuff's gonna have to be put on hold for a little while. We're gonna have to do some summertime, some springtime love. Cause everybody, you know, pent up like bears, hibernating for the winter.
Facts.
You know, so give everybody your social media, man, so they can follow you.
All right, y'all can follow me on Instagram at SGQuise, SGQUISE, and on Twitter at AYOO_ITZ Keys.
Okay, cool. All right, man, so who's out there that you might want to work with?
Industry-wise, like?
Yeah.
Or just, you know, I'm definitely trying to do something with Playboy Cardi. You know, he about to drop his tape. He's going crazy. I gotta get something in with him. That's, you know what I'm saying, if I could do that. But right now I'm really just focused on myself, for real, just trying to stay in the right mindset and move forward and try to just focus on my craft, for real.
Okay. All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with focusing on the craft, and we're looking forward to the web tape, y'all, coming out 2021. We'll keep it general like that, y'all, because, you know, with this pandemic, you just never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, so wish you the best of luck, man, and I'm glad we finally got this interview done, man. It took a while.
I know it's been a minute, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for having me. More blessings to y'all, for real.
All right. So, once again, we're on the Urban Influencer Podcast. Here's Icy for you right now.
Said you probably don't want me cause I'm pricey. I told her money ain't a thing because I'm popping. And by the way, you staring at me, think you like me. Okay, I'm so icy. She said you probably don't want me cause I'm pricey. I told her money ain't a thing because I'm popping. And by the way, you staring at me, think you like me. Okay, SG bossed up, little shorty. Sell it by the OZ or the LB. Running game, getting game from my OGs. I put it in the music, now a nigga OD. But can you listen closely? Since they died, my mom been running OD. That's why I been sipping Henny, puffin' OG. It keep me sane and away from all the phonies. I gotta stay low-key and make all of my money by my lonely. Hit the studio and make hits with my broskies. Only ones who believe what ain't one know me. That's why I don't care about the fame, I just blow cheese. And tell you how I really feel up on all these beats. Mama proud cause her son ready to make it. I ain't one of these regular niggas, I ain't basic. But guess what I tell her, girl, yeah, I'm so icy. She said you probably don't want me cause I'm pricey. I told her money ain't a thing because I'm popping. And by the way, you staring at me, think you like me. I'm so icy. She said you probably don't want me cause I'm pricey. I told her money ain't a thing because I'm popping. And by the way, you staring at me, think you like me. Okay, I'm so icy. She said you probably don't want me cause I'm pricey. I told her money ain't a thing because I'm popping. And by the way, you staring at me, think you like me. Okay.
Go. Lend me your ears for a sec. Word. And let me break it down on really what matters. don't hate the player or the game. Hate yourself because your third eye didn't see the scam. False words, false time, fake news,
fake news.
And false promises that waste my damn time. It really ain't for my people. The only thing they do is rob your ass in broad day. Light take flight and like I'm in prison because it's skin tone with your thought to be inferior. Reboot the thought, you ain't a thug. You a king with the properties to reach God status. Destiny's in a design. A clip of life matter when a gun is pressed up on my temple. Rewind the thought and teach them that every life matter regardless of my melody.
Come on, go, it ain't pain free. And everybody say, and everybody say, and everybody say, it ain't pain free. And everybody say, come on, go, it ain't pain free. And everybody say, and everybody say, and everybody say, it ain't.
Freedom for my people, hands in the sky if you refuse to die. Walk a million miles, stomp your feet, make earthquakes with the simple style that I am bringing. Back on track with the facts, and pause for the cause and keep your eyes open, cause they trying to steal mine and yours. But we keep rocking to the AM. Be careful, get ready for the ghosts. They target us, cause they want us to die. Brainwash the masses, this cause disasters, but we bang slang that cuts through the... We lock it down for possibilities. It's a daily grind. The only way to make it is never to fake it. You gotta be willing to put the work in.
Come on.
And everybody say, it ain't pain free. And everybody say, and everybody say, come on,
it ain't pain free.
And everybody say, and everybody say,
it ain't pain free.
And everybody say,
come on.
All right, y'all, this is Urban Influencer Radio. Today we have a conversation with, it's kind of hard to describe him. But his name is K-Sam, and we're going to talk to him today about his music and all those kind of things. So let's get to know him. So what's happening, sir?
Oh, everything is beautiful, my brother. Everything is beautiful. Okay. Long as God got me breathing.
All right. So let's talk about it, man. You got a song on the chart. I think you're what, at number 6, 7 right now.
Yeah,
the Urban Influencer Gospel Chart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
And I still get goosebumps every time I think about it. I look at it. I really do.
Yeah, it's a powerful thing to be start charting on trade charts, and so kudos to that, man.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because I'm going to tell you, as an artist, working, you're putting your hard work and to see your music on a chart and it's being recognized, that's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank Urban League for everybody who worked to get that up there on the charts like that. I mean, it's just a beautiful blessing. It really, it makes you work harder. I put it to you like that.
Okay,
it makes you work harder.
I mean, you know, that's the reporters. You know, cats are reporting your music and it moves up. You know, so
I want to thank them very much. So, yes, I do.
So, how do you describe your music?
Ooh, that's a good question. Spiritual, street gospel, spiritual. my music has been described as so much as. So many different things. It's kind of hard to just pinpoint one thing, though. But to me, it's just me being honest, how I feel, you know. So, you know, if I could put it like that, you know, that would be the only way I can do it. Because every time I hear music, I have God in my heart, number one. And then going through life experiences in everyday life, you know, and you're applying those two together, you know, it's just being honest and speaking your mind. You know what I mean? So I've had this one person say, hey, you put a lot of feeling into your songs. I'm like, that's just how I am because that's how I feel. You know what I mean?
Right.
So to describe it, I would just say just being honest, you know, just being honest and true to how I feel and who I believe and what I believe, you know. So, and it just helping people, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, good music, you know what I'm saying? Just good music, you know. But I can't pinpoint one thing on how to describe it, though. I really can't.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that could be part of your life travels. I know on a recent Zoom call for the reporters, you mentioned that you were from the South.
Yes, sir.
So why don't you tell people where in the South are you from?
I'm from Tampa, Florida. Area code 813. I went from 813 to 413. So
okay,
I'm from Tampa, Florida. Hillsborough County.
All right, we have another artist who's out in the Bay Area. He's originally from Tampa, Florida. That's Daryl Anders. And I think he was on the podcast not too long ago, Agape Soul.
Mm.
He's from the Tampa.
I gotta check him out.
He's from the Tampa area, too. So.
Oh, you know, man, so. I got to check him out. Me and my homeboy can get together and do some good songs, get some good music going.
You might want to hit him up, man.
Yeah, sure. Definitely got to do that.
He's a producer. I think, he's a bass player.
Oh, man, we definitely have to link up.
That's why we ask where people are from, because you just never know where the possibilities of the link is at.
You got that right. You got that right. Oh, man. Oh, man, that makes me feel good. That makes
all
me
right.
feel good. Yeah, I so thank you. You know what, though, I'm going to tell you. Music brings together people in different places. I never would have thought me being up here, you know, this would be the second. If I get a chance to do something with this brother, this would be the second person I did some music with from my hometown. You know what I mean? Being up here in Springfield, Massachusetts. So what music does, it brings people together from different, you know, aspects, you know, parts of the earth. It's just a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? I would have never, and probably I never would even did no music with them in Tampa. Or probably never even would have met. But, you know, see how God works.
Yeah, definitely. And just like you moved up to Springfield, there's folks in Springfield that moved down to Tampa.
Yeah.
Because one of the cats that one of our partners from the Tastemakers is, and he moved to Tampa. So he's down there, as well as some other folks that are in the Tampa area.
They went and got some sunshine. I came and got some snow.
Yeah, well, you know. So y'all did the trade-off.
When
I left the Bay Area, I came back here for, you know, California had the two seasons. I came back to New England for, because I missed the four seasons. And as I get older, I'm like, okay, I can settle for three. I can give up the snow and the cold. You know. You know, so now I'll be looking for a place to move that got three seasons.
When you find them, you let me know.
You know, maybe two and a half.
Two and a half. There
you go. At least in California, you know, you want to see the snow, you just drive higher up in the mountains. You get it, put it back in the truck, and drive back home with those snowballs and dirt melt. So that's what we used to do. So that might be the thing.
I like
so
that.
On this current project, what is the current single that's charting for you right now?
How to Praise Him. Let me show you How to Praise Him. How to Praise Him. And that track there, How to Praise Him is, it's basically, you know, people showing you how you praise God in your own way. You know what I mean? You know, and that track was produced by, we call him Black, by Two Aries Productions out of Atlanta, Georgia. And it was written by CK. And CK actually is a songwriter, award-winning songwriter. He's written for different people like Jaheim, you know, and various other artists as well, Carl Thomas and stuff like that. And he's a good friend of mine. And if it's okay, I'd like to tell that story. It's a short story. I want to tell you a short story behind that song. And one day, well, actually, it was after I had my studio at the house. I was talking to CK because he's also a tech guy. And he built my computer for the studio. And he called me one day. He said, "Okay, Sam, I got this song I did for this guy. He never did nothing with it." I said, "Well, let me listen to it." So he let me listen to it. I said, "Hey, man, I like that you're singing on that, you know." He said, well, I don't know the guy at this and that, blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, we can get somebody to do another track to it, which we did, which was Black from Two Airs Productions, you know, and CK had his lyrics on it. And I went and put mine on it, you know, once he sent, I got the studio all together, and it came out to be How to Praise Him. And I never thought it would get this much reaction like this, because the first time we did it, instantly people was reacting to it, because I recorded it. I mean, I got it mixed at Tommy Pockets at Dunn Entertainment. You know who Tommy Pockets is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Pockets mixed How to Praise Him. And we sent it off to Pinky down in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he mastered it. And but off top, people was like, hey, I like this. This is jamming. This is going to go. This is going to go. You know, but, it, you know, we pushed it, gave it to Tone. I met Tone and Sam, and they heard it, and Tone said, we got to do a video. And Tone went to start, you know, filming stuff and got the video for How to Praise Him. And, bro, I tell you like this, to watch that song go from point A to where it is now is just a blessing. It's really a blessing. It's really a blessing, man. I still think about it. I was talking to actually a friend of mine about that. When he seen it on the charts, he called me. He said, man, I remember when you started that song. I said, yeah, look at it now. I said, ain't God good?
Remember, so, I mean, that's what it's about, man. It's about the story, and it's about the movement of moving forward, not backward.
Yeah.
You know, doing a Luke Cage, you know, moving forward.
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, sir. So what's next? What's the next song coming down? Because I know you're one of those creative types that always got something going on. So what's next?
Oh, we got a song called Freedom. You know, that's actually it's out, but it's, you know, starting to climb. And Freedom is basically it's that soul. It got some, you know, some little bit of James Brown in it. You know. And, you know, for people to come together and basically understand the meaning of freedom, you know, you can be free in your mind and, you know, it's up to you. You know, you don't let nobody take freedom from you. And you was given freedom from the beginning. It's just basically, like I said, it's up to you, you know, to be free in your mind, you know. Don't let nobody stop you from becoming successful in any job or career or whatever you're going to do. You know, you just be free in your own mind, in your own way, and don't complain about when you see somebody else doing something. You know, and you be like, hey, I like to do that. You can do the same thing or something better. You just, you're enclosing your mind and trapping yourself from not expanding yourself to be like that person or better, you know, to be free, just be able to understand life and be able to just enjoy it. You know what I mean? So, and people is getting away from that because they're following other people. And when they're following other people, you're not free. You know what I'm saying? And freedom is to just you to be free for yourself on your own. God gave you a choice of freedom from the beginning when he brought you into this life by yourself. So it's up to you. It ain't up to nobody else, and that's what the song Freedom is. And it got the band in it and the horns, and, you know, I love freedom. I love freedom, you know. And I put it to you like this here, How to Praise Him and this song Freedom. My mother, my mom, listened to these songs all the time. And my mom don't listen to my songs too much. Now she do when I do gospel, but before, years back when I was doing secular, my mother didn't listen to my music. But when God say, come on over to me, she still didn't listen to it, but when she heard How to Praise Him and she heard Freedom, she called me back instantaneously. Baby, I like them.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine.
You make your mom proud. You're good.
All
yeah.
right. So at this point, let's give everybody your social media so they can follow you, so they can support you and buy your music.
They can go. excuse me. They can follow me on I Am K Sam Music with a Q everywhere, digital platform, social media. I Am K Sam Music with a Q. I Am K Sam Music. That's everywhere. You can go on iTunes and purchase How to Praise Him. You can go on iTunes and purchase Freedom. You can go anywhere and purchase those two albums. And you can purchase stuff from gospel albums I did before. You know, so, I Am KSM Music at every, you know, I Am KSM Music with a Q everywhere. If you don't know what a Q, something with a C, but I know I think we went back and changed everything to a Q. You know, so I am KCM Music. You can find me. You can inbox me. You know, I will respond because, you know, that's just me. I'm going to respond. I like to interact with, you know, people that want to know about me, you know, and know about the song, you know. So it's just me when you talk to me. It ain't nobody else. It's me.
All right. Also,
you can also go to the website, spiritlifeent.com, you know, and you can purchase hats, Spirit Life hats, sweatshirts and stuff like that. And right now we're getting ready to put up that where you can purchase the songs from off the website. So, you know, you'll be able to do all that. And you can interact with me from there, too, as well.
Okay. And speaking of Spirit Life, let's talk about your radio station.
Yes, Spirit Life ENT Radio. Gospel station, inspirational, 24/7. The stay zone never goes off. And we're not only, we have different DJs. We have, what, right now I think we have 6 DJs on there playing different types of gospel and inspirational music. You know, we even get into some, we have spoken word on there, jazz at different times, but it's on all 24/7. You know, it never goes off. And I even have my show on. I have a show on that called Club Spirit Life when I get a little loose and, you know, have some fun on the mic and just talk and play these crunk kind of gospel songs, you know. But it's fun. It's fun. We have T. Hill, you know, he plays Declaration Gospel show. We have Nakia, you know, with Kyla B., I'm sorry. We have Brandon, which is Chauncey B., he's changing that, you know. And then we had DJ Locke, you know. So, and we have quite a bit of others that's getting ready to come on board as well. So, just
okay.
To, you know, just to have some, you know, for everybody. You know, we have house and jazz house and on the radio station, you know. And like I said, it's on 24/7. You know, even my mama, she listened to it 24/7.
All right. Okay, know. Mama.
Yeah, mama be on
it. She don't get no rest.
No, she don't. Actually, she don't. She, you know, mama, she's retired. You know what I'm saying? Mama retired from the government, worked for the government all these years, and she's just going through the community helping out, and she just listens to the radio station. She's proud of her baby.
All right. Well, you know, most mamas are.
They should be.
Most mamas are happy and proud of their babies as long as they're doing good.
Exactly.
Now, if they're doing bad, then they're going to feel a different way.
But you know what, though? I tell you, I went through the struggles with mama when I was doing bad. You know, that's how I got to where I am now. You know, I've been to prison twice, you know, been to jail numerous of times, you know, when I was younger. But I also been to college as well and played sports, you know. But I was always doing music, you know. And it got to the point where my mama came to see me in jail one time, the first time I ever went. And she told me she'd never come back and see me again, you know, and she didn't. But through all those times I was going, you know, through that, mom's always had gave me encouragement to be a better person. You know what I'm saying? She was like, it was like talking to God to me. I never give up on you, son. I'm going to give you discipline, but I never give up on you because I see something you don't see. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah. And I'm my only child, too. So, you know. Mom, she was there doing the bad, and I didn't like seeing that on her face, and I kept disappointing her. And after a while, you get tired of that. You know what I'm saying? You really get tired of that, especially when you have children. Everything changes. You know, everything changes. You know,
right.
God said, no, you finished running now, son, right? If you're not, you ain't got no choice but to be. So, yeah.
Well, there we have it, y'all. Once again, the story of the life of K-Sam. On the Urban Influencer podcast, check him out on his own radio station. And check out his music on the podcast. And with y'all's support, you'll see him move up the Urban Influencer chart, our new gospel chart. And as we get ready to end this this pivotal year of 2020,
yes.
As we get ready to move into 2021, we wish you the best of luck, sir. And I know,
sure appreciate it.
Since your station is now an Urban Influencer reporter, I'm quite sure we'll hear about you every Monday on the conference call.
Yes. Yes, you will, my brother.
But you know, that's our networking situation, y'all.
So
hopefully we'll find some more reporters to report and give everybody a chance to network and be tastemakers and build and do what they got to do. So we'll see y'all really soon on the next Urban Influence Podcast. Here's new music from K-Sam.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if you don't know, then here you go, homie.
I take this seriously. Beyond the depth of my bones, so when my father found me in the penitentiary, no, never judging me. Teaching me through all the sin, and he didn't leave me. He was just walking with me.
Mostly I be faking, acting like you're praising the Lord instead of sinning. Give your life up to God. If he can turn water into wine, if he can give the sight to the blind, what makes you think he can't deliver you? Said I know sometimes we fall, but we
gotta get back up.
And I ain't saying that we're perfect, but I know
it gets rough.
Just give him the glory, give him the praise. Do everything you can in his name. Give me your hand, I'ma show you how to praise him. I'ma show you how to praise him.
Show you how to praise him.
Submission not half to my father. It's this throne. Wipe your feet before entering the kingdom. From my rats to a star, he said, come as you are. Change your canes to a can run. Cross the world with his word, with your hands in the air, screaming, God is that one. Like a thief in the night, he took my one to a two-step. Oh, life is done. He's not worried about where I wanna be. I'm praising for where I'm at, rejoicing the now moment, and that's that. I'm praising in the streets, pumping my beat with spirit like music. Don't get it confused, God first, and that's fact. So in the conversation, mention it, and watch the situation change, cause the Lord, he was giving back. That's what happens with the faith of my father. Now walk it out, hands together when you call him. Let me show you
how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise. You know praise, we all pray. Now let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise.
Maybe
you praise,
just praise.
Don't let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise. You know praise, we all pray. Now let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise.
Maybe
praise,
you just praise.
Don't let me show you how to praise him.
This morning I did. This evening I will. Tonight for sure, I'm gonna let it go. Until my God see I ain't worried no more. Because there's only one king that I praise. Others hit the dough. Now tell me how grace looks when I'm walking the flow. It's an automatic stare with God glow. Don't be scared to holler his name in front of your foes. You've been asking why I spy, now you know. He got your back when you didn't even want it. Being defeated in cold and feel like you ain't even want it. I'm so showing you differently. Different people extending their love. The light is so brighter than you ever seen. It gotta be heavenly. Ain't no person in this world gonna get their own child up, man, for you to breathe. I'm just a vessel seed with a basket full of bread for you to feed. Now come on, let me show you how to
praise him. Praise, praise, praise. You know we all right now. Let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise.
Maybe
praise,
you just praise.
No, let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise. You know we all right now. Let me show you how to praise him. Praise, praise, praise. You know we all right now.
See my son, ho, but you fuck with him. Mama pop my gun, pussy ain't no one-on-one. Nigga. take a week off from the slum. 30 round, 50 round, 100 round, yeah, pussy boy, I'm drunk. How you praying like a nun? I ain't never been an actor. Patch a nigga with that cap of shit, we gon' stump his edges like a cow. The mayor, but she call me mouse. Got her to the spot, gave that bitch a perk, now she geeking like a banshee. Yeah. She couldn't even understand me when I told her drop a pen. 448, I get them gone, but it's $100 million phone. They hit my jack, they say they need the strong. Well, you look broke and hell, you need a loan. My nigga, I'm nice and you can have a loan. Your bitch told me that was nice and then we bone. No time to cuff a nigga, no, I'm gone. Chop on the defense, boy, I'm in the zone. Ain't gotta say it, you know how I'm coming. Been up there hanging like a monkey. Said he got 50 back down in the dungeon. Boy, I hit take some man, he say he bombing. Say he gon' shoot, well, bitch, what it do? I think he bluffing, nigga, what a proof. Told you we coming and we want the loop. Try me, boy, I'ma leave you with no roof. I got that drink, bitch, I got that juice. No, I ain't bitchin', but I keep the two. That bitch a fool, but try me like a fool. I promise you, you won't make another move. I'm in my groove, yeah, nigga, I'm back. Well, I heard you been cuffin' on that neck. That bitch, she licked me down out to my sack. You got a new name, boy, we call you Pat. He wanna smoke, well, bitch, what it is? You know I'm slimin' nigga like a eel. Know I pop a nigga like a pill. Know I be drinkin' mustard out the seal. Yeah, it's the mayor, and I'm with the mall. Yeah, we be trappin', bitch, we don't do fraud. My killer, that youngin' layin' in your yard, bitch. Baby mama ain't shit.
No.
She won't let me see my son.
Oh.
But you fuck with him, mama pop my gun. Pussy ain't no one on one. Nigga, we come from the slum. 30 round, 50 round, 100 round. Yeah, pussy boy, I'm
drunk.
How you praying like a nun? I ain't never been an actor. Patch a nigga with that cap of shit. We gon' stump his edges like a cow. The mayor, but she call me mouse. Got her to the spot, gave that bitch a perk. Now she geeking like a banshee.
Yeah.
She couldn't even understand me when I told her drop a pen. I pop a perk, she know what it is. Bitch ain't no talking, I ain't Dr. Phil. Pocket they fat as hell like Uncle Phil. Just like a safety, bitch, I'm in the field. Then come the mayor, bitch, this ain't a drill. Say that he looking for me, he on me. Bitch, if you shoot, you better shoot the kill. I call the demon, he won't let you live. Still told me, fool, my nigga, let him live. Still, if I can't let him live, I want them in. Know when I'm coming, boy, I come to kill. I fought your bitch because she like my Leo. I got him mad because I'm in my bag. Yeah, boy, my pocket heavy, got a sad. And I got Glock that come with extra mad. Cause if he dripping, yeah, that shit be sad. He want to smoke, boy, I bring a cloud. Bitch, ain't no bossing, but I'm bringing round. But with the mark, that nigga won't be found. I promise you, we gon' come and shut it down. I get your bitch, and I'm on the left. As I get the work, I make it feel. I got the power, I can get you dip. Roll up that cookie, nigga, chocolate chip. You want that pressure, whoop it, make a move. You try and fool a nigga, you the fool. Well, I had them gutter babies on your roof. Your ass gon' disappear, a nigga, poof. Yeah, bitch, I'm back, and I'm here to stay. Even your bitch gon' tell you that I'm great. So when you see me, nigga, fish your face. Yeah, it's the mayor, bitch, I won the race. Baby mama ain't shit.
No.
She won't let me see my son.
Oh.
But you fuck with him, mama pop my gun. Pussy ain't no one-on-one.
Rah.
Nigga, we come from the slum. 30 round, 50 round, 100 round. Yeah, pussy boy, I'm
drunk.
How you praying like a nun? I ain't never been an actor. Patch a nigga with that cap of shit. We gon' stump his edges like a cow. The mayor, but she call me mouse. Got her to the spot, gave that bitch a perk. Now she geeking like a banshee.
Yeah.
She couldn't even understand me when I told her drop a pen. Pussy, I'ma hit that pussy like I'm salmon. Have a dancing. Pussy throbbing through a panties. I'm a beast. Yeah, nigga, I'm a dog. Pussy, nigga, I'ma eat. If you feeling like a frog, pussy, nigga, come and leap. The shotty nigga, yeah, it's all. And I ain't shooting at your feet. Worry about a nigga hate. Bitch, I ain't got the time. Nigga say he getting money. He broke a hell, I know he lying. I was trapping out the zip. He was fisting up a line. Nigga say that he a dog. Well, pussy, nigga, I'm a lion. I was on the road getting packs in, packs out for the paper. You was on the porch watching nigga trial. I went worried about the neighbor. Type of nigga in the hood, never fight, but he always instigating. Well, pussy nigga, now you paying. You done ran into the mail. I went mad about the wretched hoe, but you a dog, nigga. How you figure? That big and fuck me and Brian, we'll never ever have an issue. I got angel like a pitcher. Pour and act about the pitcher. Turn your ass into a pitcher. Pussy boy, you get the
pitch. Hey, y'all, welcome to another Friday on the Urban Influencer Podcast. With What a Life Music Collective Queen of the roster. And you are?
Akwaya.
Akwaya, okay. So yeah. It's nice to talk to you one more again. So how's the weather down in and down south?
It's pretty beautiful outside actually. The sun is out. We got a little breeze coming in. It's been having a cold front for the last couple of days, but it's beautiful.
All right. Now, okay, y'all said cold front. What do you consider a cold front?
Like, you know, 60 degrees, it feels like it's 50. You know, that's pretty cold to us.
Okay, we're not going to talk to you about that one. When I went
don't
outside.
Do it like that. It'd be really cold to us, like UGG boots and everything be on.
No. Anyway, I'm in Massachusetts. When I went out this morning, it said 32.
Oh, my God. That's cold.
I can see the letters leaving my breath. Cold. Oh, and it's just floating in the air.
No.
Well, see, that's why y'all, you know, that's why y'all do a lot of stuff. So tell people about you. Who makes you the artist that you are?
First off, we're going to say God, because basically how I got started in it, I started singing in choirs first, and then I was like a praise and worship leader for a little while. But what really makes me like who I am is like all of the old school music. Like when I first heard, well, not first heard, but when I first saw the movie Sparkle, my mom used to play it a lot. That really made me want to become a singer. At first, I wanted to be in a group, so I was in a group before this.
Okay.
I wanted to be in a group. I wanted to, like, travel with my friends and have fun, but that didn't work out as planned, so I started doing my own thing. And it's just been blissful ever since. It's hard work, but it pays off.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with being solo. Other folks have done it. So how about being solo inside of the music collective, as a collective of different artists?
It's different because it's also like we have so many other artists. We have rappers. We have other R&B singers, but I'm the only female that's in the group. And it's a little crazy because guys, they be ready. They already out there. A lot of the artists are younger than me. So they are like, they know how to work TikTok and Instagram and Facebook really well. I know how to work Facebook, but TikTok is not my thing. But, you know, I want to get myself out there more. So as a girl in the group, I have to keep myself groomed really nicely. You know, because females, you know, they like to look at beauty. So you have to play that part. You don't have to always be, like, extra sexual is what I learned. Being in this business, as long as you stay true to who you are, you will go far. Something Erykah Badu said, she was like, if you don't believe who you are, I can't believe who you are. And I'm not going to follow somebody that I can't believe who they are. So, you know, it's more about basically me putting myself out there with a bunch of guys, but not standing up to their standards, but my own standards.
Okay. Well, you're definitely holding your own. So tell people about your current single that's moving up the charts.
Well, my current single is Habit, the Bounce remix. I am totally in love with this song. I'm from New Orleans, as you probably can hear in my voice. My tone, everything, our accent. I've been with the collective for a little while, and I started off with another song called Habit. This is just a remix to it. So basically, we wanted to put some New Orleans swag on it. They put the bounce beat on it. It was produced by Bang Bang Music Group, and then it was a remix for a bounce mix by All Right Slash. We shot a video out here in New Orleans, all over the city, so we can give it that, you know, that gumbo flavor that we have and just throw it out there. And I'm totally in love with the visual. I'm in love with the mix of the song. And I just hope other people can fall in love with it the way I have.
Okay, well, I'm quite sure they will. And since you talked about, you know, your social media, you may as well let people know how they can follow you and find you.
They can find me at Aquaya, Aquaya Music, Music, on IG, Facebook, TikTok, and also Twitter. All of my accounts is the same thing. They can also go to my website, at www.iamaquaya.com. That is up, and they can also listen to music and buy merch off of there.
Okay, so see, you got it all together. Got the store together. You know, you making it happen.
Yeah, one day at a time. You know, as an artist, you have to do those things. You have to set yourself up for it.
Well, no doubt, and that's why you're on the podcast, because we want to be a part of that movement.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all are part of the movement, and I want to thank you guys for, like, putting me out there and showing the world who I am. I want to give another special shout-out to What A Life Music Collective, Gang Gang. It's What A Life or No Life, you know, and I want to give a shout-out to Urban Influencers, because you guys are TheBomb.com.
We appreciate that, dear. I guess we'll have you on the Zoom conference call we do with some of the reporters, so you can meet some of them directly as we, you know, wrap up the end of the year and cats start putting in Christmas music. It's a way to help keep the music rolling into the new year.
Yeah.
So I might have to reach out to you for that.
We do
that on Mondays. You know,
okay.
So who's out there that you may want to work with that's outside of your collective?
That's outside of my collective? Oh, my God. I would love to work with Wale. I would love to work with Summer Walker. I would love to work with Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, I love the way she, like, ride her beats. I even like Cardi B, and I also like Doja Cat.
Okay.
I'm into those kind of. I'm listening more to rap now. But I'm an R&B artist, but I've been listening a lot more to rap lately, just to get more of a flow to help me with my writing and all of that. So.
Okay. Do you hang out at any of the spoken word spots in New Orleans?
I used to hang out at the spoken word spots. You know, by COVID happening, we don't really have any of those open. But we used to have, like, a jam session in New Orleans. It was the New Orleans Jazz Heritage Center, where they would have an open mic. They would have a live band. You'll be able to go there and put your name down on the list, and the band play whatever song you need them to play, and you sing behind them with a live band. I did a partnering with one of my friends at the time, but we parted ways on it. We was doing something called BU Presents, where we perform once a month, and we got a bunch of other local artists to come out and perform and do that. And we helped them out with, like, artist development, how to set up certain things like websites and how to set up their ASCAP and their BMI. So I do a lot of things like that, and I also do some things with, like, working with the homeless, go out sometime and feed them. I don't take pictures of it and all of that, because I feel like they already have enough going on. They don't need people taking pictures of them getting served food all the time.
Right.
So
at least you're an artist that's giving back and working in the community, so we applaud you for that, and kudos.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, once again, y'all, it's the Urban Influencer Podcast. We got some bouncing music from New Orleans up next. Here you go.
Candles lit. I wanna hear you talk your shit, 'cause we about to get it lit. Coming all the time, she's gotta have it, she's gotta have it. But this ain't no Spike Lee joint. I wanna get straight to the point. Coming all the baby, she's gotta have it, she's gotta have it, she's gotta have it. Yeah. Call me anytime, I'm down to ride. Baby,
gotta have it, she's gotta have it. But this ain't no Spike Lee joint. I wanna get straight to the point, straight to the point, straight to the point, yeah. Oh, intoxicating vibes, all this wavy light. Baby, we so high, take me to the sky. Lay me out, make me remember why I came here tonight, came here tonight. See the look in your eyes, at your looking surprise. Think I've been waiting on you. Baby, I'm patient for you. See, I've been thinking about this shit for a little while. Nah, I got you in my arms. Let's make this love, child. But she's gotta have it. But she's gotta have it. She's gotta have it. She's gotta have it. She's gotta have it. Wanna do, hey. You know, cause baby, I gotta have it, and I need it, and I want it, and I'm feeling for you, and I need it, and I want it, cause I gotta have it for you.